WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World.
Good evening. Welcome
welcome back to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we have a program with one of the greatest Brazilian music albums ever released. It is the iconic Gets Gilberto, a recording with Stan Getz, João Gilberto, Astro Gilberto and Antônio Carlos Jobim, which to these days is still considered one of the top Brazilian albums ever released. And to let us know more about this album, tonight we have the presence of Brian McCann. He is professor of history at Georgetown University. If you're interested in Brazil, check him out. He has a number of books on Brazil. The latest one, just released, is called 10 Moments That Shaped Rio de Janeiro. There are several others, including a couple about music. One of my favorites, it's called Hello Brazil, Popular Music in the Making of Modern Brazil. But back to Getz Gilberto, I asked Brian what was the impact of the release of that record to making Brazilian music broadly known, not only in the US, but all over the world.
Getz Gilberto encapsulates bossa nova for many listeners, right? For Brazilians who have a much larger sense of bossa nova, not necessarily. But for an international audience, it's the album that they think of when they think of bossa nova. And it is the definition of bossa nova for them. And so from a Brazilian perspective, maybe that's not entirely fair because bossa nova had already been around for 6 years by the time Getz Gilberto came out. But in retrospect, we can still understand Getz Gilberto as this very important statement that came to be definitive for an international audience. And also, it's just a beautiful recording. Although there were many bossa nova records made before Getz Gilberto, I don't know that there was any that really captured the sound as beautifully as Creed Taylor, the producer, did in the studio in New York in 1963, enabling that record that then came out in February of 1964. Each instrument is just captured in its fullness, and they come together in a way that is obviously unforgettable. Maybe the saxophone's a little too high. João Gilberto thought that the saxophone was a little too loud. I think the saxophone's a little too loud in the mix, but nonetheless, it's obviously very beautiful. The saxophone, I think, is a little too loud in the mix because the album is Getz Gilberto. It's not Gilberto Getz. Stan Getz was the star of the recording session, and it was a vehicle for Stan Getz, and they were putting Stan Getz together with a bunch of Brazilian musicians led by João Gilberto. So they were secondary to the production, but again, definitive to the way it came out. So let's think about how this recording was made in 1963 and then the unexpected massive level of popular success it had. So Stan Getz had been a star throughout the 1950s already, and in fact was probably the most successful tenor saxophonist of the 1950s. He won the Downbeat Jazz Tenor Sax Player of the Year over and over throughout the 1950s. So many other great saxophone players in the 1950s, of course, but Stan Getz had a level of success that was really unparalleled in that period. By the late 50s, though, he was losing his touch. He was kind of going out of style. He had a few down years in the early 60s, and so he needed a comeback record, and he needed a new sound. And so to play Brazilian music was for him a new opportunity. It fit perfectly with his tone, which was very sensual and very subtle, and he had a wonderful rhythmic sense, and he knew how to really capture the rhythm of samba, the rhythm of bossa nova, and to kind of take that as a foundation for his improvisation. But this record was a comeback opportunity for him. João Gilberto was already well known in Brazil at this point, but not to an international audience, and so this was an opportunity for João Gilberto to reach an international audience. Tom Jobim, his compositions were already internationally known, but not widely so. So this is a big opportunity for João Gilberto, Tom Jobim, and certainly for the other Brazilian musicians involved. Huge opportunity for them to come into this studio in New York and make this recording. And then the wild card in this is really Astrud Gilberto, who was not contracted to be part of the record, but was married to João Gilberto at that time. They needed someone to sing Garota de Ipanema in English. Astrud Gilberto was able to sing it in English. João Gilberto could have sung it beautifully in English, but did not want to. Astrud herself was a very young, up-and-coming singer looking for an opportunity. She was not completely a novice. There's a little bit of a myth that she was completely a novice. She had already done a little bit of singing on the scene in Rio de Janeiro, but very little. I do think it's important to remember that she was married to João Gilberto. So every day she's practicing with the most demanding of all teachers. So in that sense, she was not a novice. She was very well prepared as a singer, and she knew what she was doing. But she knew what not to do as well, in the same way that João Gilberto knew what not to do. He did not embellish, and so Astrud Gilberto herself did not embellish. And her delivery is even more simple, totally stripped down than João's. There's no vibrato, there's no trills, there's no ornamentation. It sounds conversational, but it is beautifully melodic and rhythmic at the same time. Astrud often doesn't get credit for the wonderful sense of rhythm that she had. So she recorded Garota de Ipanema, The Girl from Ipanema, singing the lyrics in English, and that became a sensation. Corcovado as well. You hear Astrud Gilberto singing in English on Corcovado, alternating with João Gilberto singing in Portuguese. So on both of these classic, unforgettable songs, you have Astrud singing in English and João singing in Portuguese, and it creates this beautiful combination. And that's really what captivated listeners when this came out. The Girl from Ipanema came out as a single, and people were calling up the radio stations asking for it to be played again. And they were not asking for Stan Getz. They were asking for the song by that Brazilian girl. Nobody really knew her name at that point, but very quickly it became known as the song by that Brazilian girl. You know, it wasn't perceived as a jazz record at that point. It was perceived as a pop music, as a crossover. And all of this is ironic because harmonically it's very sophisticated, very subtle. It's not the kind of pop music that otherwise was topping the charts in 1964 in the United States. But that's the magic of bossa nova. So Astrud did not really have a contract. She was contracted just for the day as a guest musician, essentially, made barely anything as a guest musician and did not get any royalties for the recording. And João Gilberto and João Jobim got very little as well in relation to the massive success of the record. So Astrud walked away with almost nothing. João Gilberto Tom Jobim decently paid for a good record, but nothing compared to the massive amounts of royalties that this would bring in fairly quickly. It was Stan Getz who maximized the profits on that, and Stan Getz, you know, immediately recorded another album with Tom Jobim and kind of rode this sound for the next several years before reinventing himself once again. Inequity here between what Stan Getz made from this recording and what the Brazilian musicians, and particularly Astrud Gilberto, made from it. It's very striking. Stan Getz was a difficult person. João Gilberto was a difficult person as well, right? Tom Jobim was a famously generous and warm and wonderful person, but he was the outlier, I guess. So Stan Getz went on to, you know, yes, he earned the money from the recording. Did it ever make him happy? Probably not. Astrud, what's amazing about Astrud's career is that she went on to have a very long and successful career. So she did not make any money from what is by far her most famous and successful recording, but she immediately went off to Europe with João and toured Europe and started getting live gigs. And that led to a successful concert career in Europe, where every summer she would go to Europe and perform in Europe to massive festivals like Montreux Jazz Festival. And that really was her bread and butter for her career. And then also a successful jazz club career in New York, which was not as well paid, but was very steady. And she was a regular at clubs like the Blue Note in Greenwich Village in New York City. And she made a lot of great recordings throughout her career. None as iconic as this one, but all of them that show that, yes, she was a great singer. And in some ways, as a singer, she just got better and better through the 1980s.
Coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem, que passa, um doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah, beleza que existe. Ah, beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Thank you. tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, o bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Doralice, o bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, o bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Eu bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo, Doralice. Agora você tem que me dizer, como é que nós vamos fazer? você disser que eu desafino, amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. Que você não sabe, nem sequer presente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração.
Stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely. Esse amor, uma canção,
pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Desse mundo, ao encontrar você, eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, me cansei do calypso ao tchá-tchá-tchá. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai.
Danço Samba. This is the name of the song we just heard. It is from the Gits Gilberto album, released in 1964. We've been listening to several tracks from that album. It brings Stan Getz on tenor sax, João Gilberto on guitar and vocals, Antonio Carlos Jobim playing a kind of minimalistic piano, Sebastião Neto on bass, Milton Banana on drums and pandeiro, and finally Astro Gilberto singing two of those tracks, Girl from Ipanema and Corcovado. Before we listen to the remaining tracks, here is again Brian McCann.
So these compositions that Antonio Carlos Jobim, Tom Jobim, was writing that really became the main corpus of bossa nova, they're captivating and they're subtle. And each one has a magic of its own, but I would say in general, the magic comes from that interaction between melody and harmony. And the harmony is very subtle, and it's usually shifting in chromatically, so it's shifting in half steps, whereas the melody is deceptively simple, you might say. Someone like me can sing it. It's usually not very difficult to sing. There's no great intervals. There's not a lot of intricacy to the melody, except in the way that it fits with the harmony. And so the melody often moves in whole steps, whereas the harmony is shifting in half steps, which creates these moments of tension between the melody and the harmony that are really seductive to the ear. Yeah, every song on this album is a classic, of course, but the one that probably does not get enough attention is O Grande Amor.
Thank you. Vivo sonhando, sonhando mil horas sem fim. Tempo em que vou perguntando se gostas de mim. Tempo de falar em estrelas, falar de um mar, de um céu assim. Falar do bem que se tem, mas você não vem, não vem. Você não vindo, não vindo, a vida tem fim. Gente se rindo, falando, zombando de mim. E eu a falar em estrelas, mar, amor, luar. Pobre de mim que só sei te amar.
Sonhando, the final track of the album Gets Gilberto. The album features Stan Getz, João Gilberto, Astro Gilberto and Antônio Carlos Jobim. After recording the two tracks on this album, Astro Gilberto had a very successful career with a number of solo recordings. Here she is in a few of those recordings. Notice how she brings some Brazilian-ness to American standards.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. A wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I.
Água de Beber with Astrud Gilberto. Thank you everyone for joining us on From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, always glad to share something musically Brazilian on this program. Please join us again next Friday at 7 p.m. right here on WRCT-FM 88.3 if you're in Pittsburgh, or you can always live stream our program on WRCT.org. Thank you, Brian McCann, for sharing with us your vast knowledge about Brazilian music. Stay a few more minutes with the wonderful music of Astrud Gilberto.
when you come back to me.
Good evening, Pittsburgh.